Do you want to change your relationship with alcohol? Then check out the podcast, Sisters in Sobriety, where they dive deep into personal stories and expert guidance, while also giving you tips, tricks, and real-life advice to change your relationship with alcohol. Whether you're questioning your drinking, in recovery, or anywhere on the path, hosts Kathleen and Sonia will guide, inspire, and support you. Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum yourself. Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
It's Go Help Yourself, a comedy self-help podcast to make life suck less.
Hi.
That's Misty Stennett. Hi. I'm Lisa Linke. And today is a Tuesday, which means it's time for a weekly beat.
Move.
If you're looking for a weekly book review, that's on Fridays. That's a full frontal Friday. I always do that.
Oops.
It's a full frontal Friday. So go up or down in the feed. And today we're going to follow up on Come As You Are.
Yes.
And then Misty has an article for us.
Yeah, baby. Because minisodes are our time for supplemental material.
Yeah, just like and to we explore, do what the fuck we want.
To explore the non-book self-help world. Because Let me tell you, it's fast, it's deep, it's dark, it's moist. Okay, so this is, Lisa, I assigned you homework that I said you don't have to check in on.
Yeah.
Come As You Are.
Yeah. It was really, we learned that, and if you haven't listened to the episode, please do, but more importantly, please buy the book because it's incredible.
Oh my God.
We learned that for everyone, not just for women, but for everyone, sexual stimulation has two components.
Sexual arousal
has two components, like a gas pedal and a brake,
an accelerator,
yeah,
and a brake. And it's the dual control model.
Yeah. So you have to have your accelerator go and your brake off.
Yeah. Because you could have both activated at the same time and you're not going to get super far.
Yeah. So
my homework was just go on, check out one of the worksheets, figure out what...
I spent a lot of time thinking about like what my breaks are, and that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think we do know when it's like, what are your turn-ons, what are your turn-offs? But
yeah.
I think when we frame it like that, it still is kind of a binary thing. And so this kind of having like a dual control model or just like a multifaceted kind of way to think about it was really interesting.
And I think a lot of people are very, I know I am, confused of like, well, wait, the mood is set so right. Why am I not into this right now? So to really understand what's hitting the brakes. Or how you can put the gas down harder.
Also, and I just think people are well-intentioned when they are, even friends are just like, you should masturbate and like relax, you know? And it's like,
yeah, it's not how it works.
It isn't.
No,
I think it's helpful to kind of understand myself better.
Great. And as I said, you know, that's personal, no need to report, but I'm glad that it was thought-provoking.
Yeah.
And there's also research emerging that people have erotic blueprints. Mm. So think about the five love languages. There's a language that makes us each feel the most loved. There's this theory that there are erotic languages called erotic blueprints.
Now,
so some people are sensual.
Your friend did not write that book.
No. This is actually, I heard about it on another podcast. And there's, you can take a quiz. Just Google erotic blueprint.
Okay.
And it'll come up. But there's sensual, sexual, energetic, something else. And then
Muppet.
Shapeshift. Muppet. That's it. There's a Bert. There's an Ernie. It's great.
Misty, what do you have for us today?
Okay. But I just thought that was powerful once you learn like your sexual love language. It's like, oh, this is what turns me the most on. Like that's maybe another tool.
Yeah, Muppets.
Okay. So I want to share this article with you that my friend Brian sent to me. Again, Brian has a brilliant TED Talk called It's Not Easy Seeing Green, The Complexities of Color Blindness, talking about Muppets.
Yes.
It's a brilliant and funny TED Talk on colorblindness. It's so good. Go watch it.
It'll be in show notes.
Yep. Jezebel is what this article is on.
Oh, I love Jezebel.
Jezebel.com. So this is called Just Give It 7 Seconds.
Okay.
And it's by Leah Beckman, and this is from June 5th, 2017.
Okay.
I love this. Imagine this. You're out at a bar. Maybe you're there with some coworkers and everyone is shaking off that crazy conference call and starting to get a little loose.
Completing the stress cycle.
You...
Oh, what was that? That was so fun.
I've never heard that sound come out of my mouth.
P.S. Sidebar, we will start your article again. But we were shooting this last week up at Disney Ranch out in Santa Clarita, and we had horses. And this one horse was so angry to be inside and wanted to, like, be with his friend. He was in the stall by himself. And I'm going to turn the mic away, Sadwin, you know, because he was in every scene and he was angrily neighing. He was like,
Nay!
Like, he was so, they would be dead silent for a second and he'd be like, and then when I tried,
he's going, how dare you?
He was just like, I don't want to be here. It was so funny. I laughed so hard. Okay, sorry.
Animals are people.
Animals are people. Okay. So imagine this. We're at a bar.
You're at a bar.
We're shaking off the stress of the conference call.
You're feeling loose. You've had one drink and now you're enjoying another. No big deal. You're feeling good. And why shouldn't you? Everyone is laughing at your jokes. Your personality is on display.
This sounds like my kind of night.
And I don't mind telling you that you are simply sparkling.
Okay, thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fast forward a few hours. Now you're tucked safely in bed. You've just woken up covered in an icy sweat. Mouth is dry, heart is pounding.
Why?
You're going over everything you said and you're thinking, was I too loud?
Oh, no.
Was I too quiet?
Oh.
Did I blink my eyes too many times before responding to Jessica?
What?
Why was I so braggy in an explicitly not cute way about being right about the fact that the song Dancing in the Moonlight is sung by King Harvest and not Van Morrison?
Why is everybody so upset?
It does feel good to be right, but damn. Why, actually, did I corner Lauren to talk to her about the different tiers of California colleges for absolutely no reason? Am I a man who was overly complimentary to a female coworker in what was, in retrospect, a creepy way? Was it a good idea to abruptly cut someone off mid-sentence to suggest that we join those other people over there? Should I kill myself because I introduced myself to someone and she responded, yeah, I'm Leslie, we've met like five times, and then walked away?
God, the anxiety level is high.
Mm-hmm. Stop right there.
Thank you.
Do not, under any circumstances, think about any interaction you've had with another human being for longer than 7 seconds.
Okay, yes.
So you get weird at your office Christmas party. Give it a full 7 seconds and release it. Yeah, you did make a weird noise with your mouth when you were alone with someone in the kitchen and laugh about it to yourself for exactly 7 seconds and then never think about it again. Anything longer is too long.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a painful and excruciating misery made worse by the fact that we have a boundless capacity to put our feet into our mouths. Simply by existing, we're all humiliating ourselves all the time. Why are you making it worse?
Please repeat that sentence because it's chef's kiss.
Simply by existing, we're all humiliating ourselves all the time. Did I tell you I cut my head open axe throwing? Okay. Why are you making it worse by replaying that time you called someone Ryan, but his name is Matt? Oopsies, you did a weird thing. Shove it way down deep inside of yourself and move on to the next inevitably weird thing you will do.
I love it.
What you should not do under any circumstances is spend the rest of your life loudly saying their name correctly at inappropriate moments to make up for it, Ryan. I mean, Matt. You just put your little head down and barrel through life like the maddening idiot you are. You simply do not have time to consider anything you've ever said longer than 7 seconds. A caveat. Do not abuse the 7-second rule. I am not giving you carte blanche to behave inappropriately or like some kind of sex pervert.
I punched that guy straight in the face. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, well.
If you know you've been a dick to someone, apologize. Mm-hmm. The 7-second rule applies only to benign, awkward, even mildly annoying behavior, but not to outright rudeness. A quick rule here is usually, if you have no idea what I'm talking about and have never overthought an interaction in your life, this rule is probably not for you, and there's a good chance you should apologize. To everyone, right now. Look up from your phone and apologize to the woman in front of you. I assume you are a man. I love this article. For my birthday a few years ago, I bought myself a massage. I decided to make a day of it, and right before I left my apartment, I ate an edible. I don't mind telling you that by the time I arrived at the spa, I was high as fuck. When the masseuse came out to introduce herself, she said, "Hello, I'm Lorraine." I stuck out my hand and confidently said, "I'm Lorraine." Wrong.
It's fine. Weird, but fine. Instead of laughing at this fumble for precisely 7 seconds and then moving on to enjoy a gorgeous massage and a goddamned minute of peace, I spent the duration of the service imagining that the real Lorraine was either one, furious with me for showing up to her place of business baked as hell, two, laughing at me and taking breaks to text everyone she knew, three, had already called the cops, or four, was wondering why I was such a piece of shit daughter, sister, friend, and why don't I call more? What a waste. Imagine if I had known about the 7 second rule.
That's so funny. Hi, I'm Lorraine.
She goes, I'm Lorraine.
I'm Lorraine. No. But I get it, makes perfect sense to me because you wanted to say, I'm my name or hi, Lorraine, and you just combined the two.
Yeah, I'm Lorraine.
Yes. Because you were high as fuck.
I can't stand Lorraine. Okay, here's a great example from a friend. Well, home from college one summer, this friend worked in a video store. One night, an old teacher came in to rent a video.
No. I already...
Understandably, my friend just wanted to do his job without having to get into it with this blast from the past. He pretended not to recognize her, and when she said, John, hi, my friend responded, no, that's my brother. Oh, honey, give it 7 seconds. Here's...
Oh, honey.
Here's,
just give it 7 seconds.
Here's why 7 seconds. It's the exact amount of time you need to remember that thing you said, cringe deeply, and then snuff it right out. Poof, gone forever. You know what 7 seconds is too short for? Deciding you're going to write a long apology email right now that will almost certainly embarrass everyone further. Because the thing is, you probably don't need to do that. Again, sure, sometimes you need to clarify your actions. You're dumb! We all are. But for the most part, no one is dwelling on the thing you're dwelling on because they are too busy dwelling on their own personal queasiness that they inflicted on someone else. And on forever, like a clammy line of dominoes straight to hell. Worst case scenario, they'll lightly gossip about you the next day, but whatever. You don't care about that. It's not your problem. You're free. You see in the matrix code of human interaction, and you are no longer burdened by this shit. 7 seconds is just enough time to process what you've done when it's over, which honestly should be just in time for the next dumb thing you will do or say.
Oh my God, I love this article.
Want one more example?
Yeah.
A different friend worked in an office for 8 years.
Oh God.
Every day.
Wait a second, let me do this one again.
Every day, he passed the same woman in the hall on his way to the bathroom. This ritual went on for 2 years. He got up to walk down the hall to the bathroom, and there she was, coming towards him down that same hall. They never spoke, never acknowledged each other. One day, while my friend was filling his water bottle, the woman appeared behind him with her own bottle to fill. He turned around, waved his full water bottle in her face, and yelled, "Water, water!" Oh my God.
No!
Oh my God, give that a healthy 7 and lock it up tight. Hey, you're saying that might work for some people, but I really do think I went too far last night when I... Too long. 7 seconds are up. That's it.
I like that article.
Isn't that so funny? So yeah, don't be an ass. If you've done something wrong, truly apologize. But if it's just benign awkwardness like I am filled with.
I have to say, I love that. I love that rule. It takes a lot of practice. I will say that my time teaching and still when I work with people on executive presence and presentation skills has really freed me up of a lot of that shit.
Great.
Because teaching others, I can't expect other people to be comfortable being human if I'm not comfortable being human myself.
Absolutely.
And spending a lot of time presenting and facilitating and just building in the reps and experience of learning, like, when I flub or when I say something silly, the world doesn't end. You know what I mean?
As a matter of fact, when I see someone flub in front of me, I immediately feel safer and okay to be vulnerable.
You're endeared to
endeared
them.
Endeared, and I go, I relate.
Yeah.
And it, like, if someone's perfect, I'm like, ooh, this is kind of boring.
But I think this article was making me think in the beginning, like, in a world of Facebook and Instagram, where everything is curated.
Yeah.
And it's made to look perfect. I picked the right picture. I was listening to Bitch Sesh the other day. And
is this a podcast?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's What's so Bitch great. Sesh? Casey Wilson and Danielle.
Oh.
Yeah, they're so
love.
Funny. She was talking about how she was at this rap party of the show, and she was taking this picture, and she went on this thing how she kept calling this woman who's like has like a million followers, but like, can we post this picture? I've just like tidied it up a little bit and like just in a little bit of post, you know, and like she's like, it was 10 o'clock at night and I knew I should have gone to bed, but I just texted her one more time and I was like, hey, in case you were going to post that picture to 1 million followers, how do you feel about this one?
Yeah, yeah.
And she
yeah.
kept like, I just, and Danielle kept going, no,
yeah, no, stop it.
But like, I just, it's that it has to be perfect. That sense of, you know,
yeah.
is kind of really stolen our ability to just be human.
To just be human. And it's
to
like
air
the world,
is human.
The world does not end. And it's like she said, just by existing, we are all humiliating ourselves.
Truly.
All the time.
I say to you and to Sav, you guys have heard me say it, I'm losing my hearing because we grew up in a generation of Walkmans
yes.
and earbuds.
Yes.
And so, but I have given into it because what I hear you say is so much funnier than what you actually said that I've come to delight in it. And so my best friend Sarah and I will do that all the time. She'll say something and I'll be like, now I know this is not what you said, but what I heard you say is brownies wore Dutchman. She'll be like, brownies wore Dutchman.
That's
exactly right.
And then just let it hang. Also, I am dying to know. Anyone, everyone, please, as a gift to Lisa and I, write in with your most awkward moments. Please let me know your water moment. Please, I will share some of mine. You share some of yours. We'll change your name. Let us know. And
we won't say your name.
We're gohelpyourselfpodcast@gmail.com. We are GHY Podcast at Twitter.
Messages.
Go Help Yourself Podcast on Instagram.
Come on.
Please, we need it. You need it. You're
Look how
you're
hard we laughed
safe
at
in our
water,
hands.
Water.
Let's all let everyone know how humiliated we can be.
It's so
Let's
fun.
Do this. And with that, everybody, have a great day or evening. Are you going to bed? Good luck sleeping now with all the laughter you just had.
May your ability to forgive yourself
and bounce back from horrifying
water.
Moments be.
I mean, did you hear the way I was neighing?
No, that's not. Did you hear what was happening with my?
You went.
It was a scream neigh.
Also, I'm going to replay that sound you made 1,000 times.
Okay. Send it to me. Sav, can you send that to us in an MP3?
Can that be the out?
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, life is
abundant.
Also, my face when I do it. I look so ridiculous.
Go Help Yourself, a comedy self-help podcast to make life suck less, was produced by Misty Stinnett, Lisa Linke, and Matt Sav. Our theme song was also written by Matt Sav. He's amazing.
Do you want to get in touch? You do. Email us at gohelpyourselfpodcast@gmail.com. And you know, you can also find us on the social medias, Instagram @gohelpyourselfpodcast, Twitter @GHYpodcast, or check out our website, gohelpyourselfpodcast.com.
And if you liked our podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes to help other people discover our show. It's really the least you can do.
And why don't you tell all of your friends?
Bye!